Item number five. Report for the interim director of Employees Benefits Division requesting authorization to execute a three-year contract extension for administration of Milwaukee County's prescription drug coverage. This is, also referred to the Committee on Personnel.
Thank you. Good morning.
Jerry Schrader, interim benefits director, and Matt Hanchak, the fiscal benefits manager. I'd just like to say a few words. The item before you is a request for a three-year extension of the Medco Pharmaceutical Services contract that's due to expire at the end of the year. Discussions between Medco and Cambridge is projecting a total $2.8 million savings in 2011, with subsequent savings in the next few years due to price concessions. And the employee benefits work group had discussed this item and endorses the extension based on an open discussion we had on the belief that RFP would not yield a greater savings than this three-year extension would. So that's why we bring it before you today.
Well, I'm going to move approval, but on my carryout of the move approval, can you squeeze another $1 million because we're going to need it?
Yeah.
Any other questions, Supervisor Smith?
Yes, I think Medco has, there have been some situations where seniors aren't, they call me and said, well, they can't go to their pharmacy now, they have to go through the mail and stuff like this, but as I tried to point out, I mean, we've really had terrific. What county government doesn't get credit for is the tremendous savings we've had in this field and what we did when we went to self-assured. But now you can get a three-month supply. Anybody who has any, statins or has been on a regular basis, I think everybody knows that you can get a three-month supply and now what you got for 1 month. And then they make it pretty easy. And so you lose some personalization there, but again, we have to look out, as I've tried to explain to the numerous seniors who called me on this, and I said, well, I know, but we all need to save money, right? And you get your medications, you get them on time, you get service 3 months for 1 month. There's some real pluses, and I think Medco. I also appreciate the work, and I hope the continuing work in the employee benefits work group, and I know there's been some changes there, and just for information, and I'll be done, because I see we moved approval already. Obviously, you have replaced Mr. Arena. Who have been some replacements? Who is actively working? I know Mr. Hare has, Mr. Katie, and Mr. Regini's on it now. Could I just have a list, or you just maybe want to verbally give who is all on the employee workforce committee? I'd ask that, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Go ahead, Gilman.
Mr. Chair, to answer Supervisor Schmidt's question, we have basically a similar makeup to we had before. We have representatives from board staff from both DAS Fiscal, the Employee Benefits Division. As needed, we bring in human resources. We also include labor relations and the Department of Audit. Currently, in the standing meetings, it's usually Mr. Katie, Mr. Session representing the board staff, Mr. Hare and Mr. Jenkins representing the Department of Audit, myself and Mr. Schrader for the Employee Benefits Division, Mr. Regini for DAS Fiscal, as well as Mr. Mansky in the Controller's Office, and Mr. Bau for Labor Relations.
And some others.
Oh, and I'm sorry.
Corporation
Counsel, yeah. Mark Grady.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Any further questions?
Thank you.
Two questions for you. How does this, I need more clarity on the adjustment to the DB participation goals, and who is the DB participant?
The DBE goal is set at actually 25% rather than 17%, and it's with Worthington Paper, that is a Texas firm. It is a certified DBE on our cert list. It's in full compliance. Medco has also reached out to some local promotional firms. Unfortunately, they weren't able to consummate a contract with us, and I can provide some additional details at your request if you like.
And how does this extension of the contract affect the partnership that Milwaukee County is currently trying to enter into with NPS?
Mr. Chairman, this contract does not restrict us from any partnerships forming. We specifically asked for a clause allowing us to reopen it in the event that we're bringing more lives to the table through participation in a coalition.
Okay. Thank you. Any further questions? Supervisor Jersey?
Thank you. I will support the motion. I want to thank Mr. Hedrick and Mr. We are going to be, I think, going out for bids next year on this, and that's when the rubber is really going to start to hit the road. I just want to point out, I don't know if anyone saw this, there was a full-page advertisement taken out in the Journal Sentinel by Roar with Tim Sullivan, the former Bucyrus Erie director, indicating that Aurora is going to limit their increases to the, I believe it was the CPI, which, you know, this board has been very vocal about the fact that healthcare has risen way beyond the rate of inflation, sometimes double and so on, and really the cost of that. I mean, we can do all kinds of stuff to try to save money, but when your rate of healthcare increases way outpaces any reasonable, you know, inflation, CPI, et cetera. And the fact that this board has started to, and through strategic planning, I might add, started to look at some pretty creative ways to perhaps even start going outside of market to get our healthcare. I think we are maybe getting at least the message out there, because I found it interesting that they took out a full-page advertisement to now announce that they're going to try to start controlling the increase in the cost of healthcare. So I look forward to our next round on this, and I see Mr. Hedrick is widely smiling there, so I'll leave it at that. I made my points. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Supervisor Mayo moves approval. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Supervisors Mayo.
Oh, your card is down. Okay. Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
West.
Aye.
Jersey.
Aye.
And Mr. Chair.
Aye.
Motion to approve, 6-0.
Can we take items 6 and 7 together?